Welcome to Kate and the Boys. Today we have my old roommate and one of my best friends, Dion Blackwell. Dion, welcome to the show.
Sir, thank you for having me.
Dion, tell us just a little bit about yourself. Maybe just like where you grew up, maybe about your siblings, you know, just chilling with them. I mean, maybe some sports you played growing up. Just tell us a little bit about yourself.
Yes, sir. So I've lived in Lubbock my whole life. Went to Friendship throughout middle school, then got to high school. After my freshman year, moved out, went to Brownfield. Yeah, then I graduated there. Now I'm studying nursing at South Plains, hoping to get into nursing school in August there. And yeah, like you said, I'm the oldest of seven, seeing how that is.
Heck yeah, big family. Yes, sir. Heck yeah.
But yeah, one of my sisters plays basketball at South Plains, and then another plays basketball for Coronado. Then I have a brother at Friendship, and then yeah, another brother at Friendship, and two siblings in elementary school right now.
Gotcha. So you said you're at nursing at SPC. Can you tell us a little bit about that? Like what courses you're on and or what you're taking right now? I mean, how far into it you are, just what you plan to do with that maybe as well.
So currently I'm in my, hopefully my last semester of prereqs. I'll be applying for nursing school. I'm actually doing my application right now. So I just have a few more things and I'll get that submitted. So hopefully in August, I'll actually start the actual nursing school. But right now I'm about to start taking anatomy 2. So that'll be a big thing. And I'm taking a phlebotomy course, which is also getting me ready for nursing. That's going pretty nice. Started my clinicals. Been doing that all week.
For sure. Can you explain what phlebotomy is to people who are like would be listening to this and don't understand some of those nursing terms?
Phlebotomy is the people that draw your blood. Like whenever you go and have to go get your blood drawn, or you have to like submit a urine sample or something.
Oh my! So you like have drawn blood like that? Yeah. That's something you've. What's that like?
It's funny.
Yeah.
Like little kids.
I can imagine. No, I hate that.
my first day, I had to hold this little kid's legs because he was trying to kick the phlebotomist for drawing his blood. It's funny, and then you just see a bunch of babies.
Golly.
It's nice, though. Yeah. And the babies, they're all cute, getting their blood drawn.
Heck yeah. I mean, I can imagine. I feel like the kids would be, like, the worst part. I was probably one of those kids, too, kicking and screaming. Not a big fan of needles. That's really cool. It's cool that you know how to do that. What has been your favorite class that you've taken so far?
Probably, oddly enough, it's the hardest class, but it was my favorite. It was Anatomy 1, okay. Just because whenever you learn, like, how the body actually works, it's real interesting. You start looking at people different because you can look at them and kind of just tell, like, you can see what's going on in their body in a weird way. It's funny.
Gotcha. No, that sounds really cool. I guess now let's jump away from the major and stuff. How have you changed most since you've gotten to college, or what is something you've noticed most? Since you've been in school, it's been, you know, a couple of years now, so it's been a while since we've been in high school.
So I graduated in 2021. So since then, definitely college and life experience like matures you a lot. Mm. Like definitely I was one of those high school kids who thought I was mature and knew everything. And then I got into college and you realize real quick you don't know much.
For sure.
So that definitely taught me a lot. And then, it just showed me what I need to do to get my future right. It gives you a big reality check is what college gave me, which is what I needed. But I'm glad I got that.
No, yeah. Definitely get that for sure. on the same level, I get that. So me and Dion, we used to be roommates. It was a blast staying up late nights playing Madden and stuff. We were big sports nerds. So we're going to jump to a little fun session here, and we're going to create our favorite super teams. So we're just going to do NFL, mainly just like the skills position. I mean, no linemen. But we'll just jump, you know, we're just going to jump into it. So NFL, let's build your super team. Let's start it off. Wide receiver one, who's holding it down? Who are you throwing to?
I might have to throw Calvin Johnson.
Okay. That's
as my wide receiver one, you know, that amazing height. He was a hard guy to guard. And then
respectable answer.
Is there a back end zone?
Oh,
every
for sure.
Red zone?
For sure. He's nasty. Yeah, yeah. Dude, I would probably go Randy Moss.
Moss was definitely.
Yeah. The way he'd pinpoint the ball, he's attacking everything. He's going up after everything. I feel like I'd be crazy not to take Randy Moss. You know what I mean?
Him on your team.
Oh,
you would laugh.
Literally.
Wide receiver two. Have to go just Jerry Rice.
Jerry Rice.
That's the obvious pick.
Okay.
What did he not accomplish?
No, yeah, I definitely agree with that. I think that's a pretty solid answer. Yeah, that's a pretty scary receiving room. Let me think, man.
Got the speed.
Yeah, now I'm like stumped. All right, let me name. All right.
You got Julio.
Julio Jones. You know, I would go Larry Fitzgerald. Larry Fitzgerald. I would go like Kurt Warner, Larry, like that era.
That duo?
Yeah, I'm not choosing Kurt Warner as a quarterback, but like the era of, you know what I mean? Like Larry Fitzgerald. Era. I think that's who I'd be rolling with.
I think the stat was like he had more like tackles and drop passes at one, like,
jeez,
in his career.
Crazy.
It was something like that.
He's an absolute just man child. Now we'll jump to running backs.
That's a tough one.
Yeah.
Running back. If I'm going to go agility, like Barry Sanders.
Barry Sanders.
Because even in today's NFL.
Oh,
I feel like against today's players, he would still do them crazy.
And he just cut it short. Like, it was like, all right, bro. Like,
right. Or, I don't know.
Dude, I would go. That was a good answer. It's just Marshawn Lynch, bro. I mean, you know.
Beast mode,
but he's so fast, too. Like, if he's breaking open, and I don't know.
Every boy's reality, if saying they want to play in the NFL, should be, if me and Marshawn Lynch are going, can I tackle this man?
Oh, literally, yeah.
And if you know it's absolutely no, then
that's
a reality check.
That is, like, to me, probably the last of, like, I mean, in today's era, we just see running backs. I mean, it's like the typical Tony Pollard, Christian McCaffrey, you know, receiving guys who you're going to bust it out, fill, get outside. I mean, yeah, Zeke was a – I mean, I don't know.
But none of them were just like a Leonard Fournette type guy.
Yeah, you just think of stout, you know, like, 90s, early 2000s to even 2010s. Marshawn was the last one, like I'm saying, but
Derrick Henry.
Oh, dude. Okay, yeah. Derrick Henry is now that current one, but I mean, you don't see that running back anymore, and it's just kind of, I wish that it would kind of go back to that style, or how I wish the spread offense and like how
the
offense are
moving.
I wish that we would start jumping and they would start utilizing that running back way. I don't know how it would happen. I mean, but it would be awesome
because quarterbacks are insane. Like the things they can do.
Literally,
like Patrick Mahomes, just the passes he makes are insane.
All right, let's jump. I want to save that one for last.
QB. All right,
we'll do. Yeah, let's go tight end. Tight end.
Gronk. That is. It's hard not to choose him.
I like Gronk.
But low key. Gronk was a big man, but like Travis Kelce's a little more elusive, I think.
Dude, I agree. I think I like Kittle better than Kelce, though. Kittle just goes hard every single play, you know. And
Kelce brings a lot of drama. Like,
yeah, I agree.
In the Super Bowl, like
this year made me fully commit to that Kittle over Kelce. I mean, obviously, definitely. Kelce has more to prove with the rings and everything, but. Mm-hmm. if I'm an actual, I think I'm sitting there and I'm taking Kittle every time. I feel like
Kittle will get more down and dirty because tight ends, everyone thinks of them just as receiving. They don't realize, like, they forget that tight ends are also, like,
got to get in blocks.
Like, they are linemen. They have to hit, they have to block some of the biggest guys on the field.
Oh, yeah. Jeez, bro. I don't know. You know, I'm here. I'm honestly going with Tony Gonzalez. You know,
I respect it.
Yeah, he's, I don't know. I feel like he just kind of set, like, the standard for tight ends. You know what I mean?
He changed what tight ends were.
I totally agree.
Definitely.
I think he is, which, I mean, now you have all these guys. I mean, tight end is a huge part of the game, but to me, that is who set the standard for that tight end position.
Like, tight ends now are becoming, like, the number one receiver option.
Oh, yeah.
Like, used to, tight ends were just big guys to block.
They're just so – they're, I mean, I don't know. You just have to use them, so.
Definitely
him.
We'll
go quarterback, and then – yeah.
All-time QB. Okay, me, personally, just because – I like a QB who can run a little bit and get out the pocket.
Oh, yeah.
Like, Tom Brady, best pocket passer. Best QB.
For sure.
But I like a QB that can move a little bit. Oh, that's tough.
I'm definitely with you on that.
Let me hear yours first.
Jeez, bro.
Do you have one?
I love quarterbacks who can move. I wish that we could have seen Michael Vick have a longer career.
Michael Vick was insane.
That would have been insane, you know?
Imagine, like, Cam Newton if he would have just...
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's people like that. It was just like...
He was a huge guy.
I don't know. That's like, such a... I mean, how do you not take Patrick Mahomes?
Exactly. That I didn't want to make, like, the...
Yeah.
The typical choice.
How do you not take... I mean, Aaron Rodgers, I feel like, is a great... I mean, there's so many great quarterbacks before us, too. I mean, you have, like... You know, I mean, people didn't get to watch Staubach, yeah. Aikman. I mean, Peyton Manning was fun to watch when we were kids. Drew Brees, he was awesome.
Joe Montana and Jerry Rice.
But I just don't...
I don't know in this era, though...
How you don't take Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, exactly. Joe Montana... And Tom Brady proved in this era you can be a pocket passer and still succeed.
For sure. And even on down the line, just short passes would work for him. And I mean,
I don't know. Fun. Today's quarterbacks all kind of need a move. Like you've seen every quarterback now can just run.
At least move, yeah. At least get out of the pocket when they need to. That's definitely correct. That's really all for. Let's jump to NBA and then.
Do you want a defense? Like
defense?
Just defense in general of all time?
Let's think. All right, I'll go. We'll do defensive end.
Or just like the best defense.
Best defense of all. Okay. I'm with that. That's too much.
What was it like the 20? What was it the 16-17 Seahawks that had?
Oh yeah.
Well, you had
the Legion of Boom. Legion of
Boom wasn't. I used to watch their highlights before middle school games.
Yeah. No, I definitely the Legion of Boom. Just the secondary that was insane.
Just at that time, even Beastquakes, what Marshawn Lynch, like their fans would do.
I'm taking, was it the 2000, when was it, 12? When the, I think it was 2012 Ravens.
Oh, with, what'd they have?
Ed Reed, Ray Lewis. Yes.
Oh, those two? Ed Reed was a scary man. Have you ever watched his highlight?
Dude, oh yeah. They're filthy. Those guys were the meanest in the league easily.
And at that, like, most DBs, half the time are also your returners.
Oh,
like
yeah.
Your punt returners. So that just shows you how fast these
guys are. What's cool about that, too, is most of those guys were at the end of their, like,
career.
I mean, they're old, you know. They're still getting after it. So that was a – those are – I think that's definitely my defense.
What was the – they called him, like, something X from – he was on the Eagles. Do you remember that Dawkins, Brian Dawkins.
Oh, yes.
I wish I would have been alive to watch him.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, my favorite defensive player now is probably Buda Baker.
Buda Baker.
Yeah. He's a dog. I want to see him get to a nice team pretty soon, but I don't know if that's going to happen. So
who does he play for right now?
Cardinals.
Cardinals. See, yeah. My favorite player in the NFL is Darius Slay Jr.
Okay, yeah.
I've been so sad. I want him to get a ring. He went to the Eagles.
Yeah.
And they've choked these past 2 years.
They were hot early this year.
I know. I was so confident that they were at least going to make it to the Super Bowl.
For sure. We'll hop NBA and then we'll be done with it, bro, if you're cool with that.
Sounds good.
So point guard, let's hear it.
All right. So my point guard, just because he's my favorite player, he's not the best player, but he's my favorite, prime Chris Paul.
All right. So like, what is your prime Chris Paul? Let me hear that. Like Hornets Chris Paul or like Hornet? Lob City?
I don't know. I might have to pick Hornets Chris Paul just because Lob City's Chris Paul.
There's been many Chris Paul eras, bro. It's like
he's on like his 17.
Yeah.
But it's Lob City never translated. Like they showed they were good, but they never translated it into any titles. So that's why I can't say Lob City Chris Paul.
A fun 2K team, bro.
Hornet Chris Paul? Oh, Hornet Chris Paul dunked on Dwight Howard.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
A little 6 foot man.
Literally. Dude, yeah, you just like, yeah. It's crazy how he's transitioned as a player.
Mm-hmm. He can utilize his old age and experience now.
Facts.
Instead of trying to do it all himself, he's teaching the younger players and making them better, which in turn makes the whole team better. I think when he was on the Thunder, I looked up one stat, and it showed, like, every team that he joined the following seasons, they all did better.
Mm.
So, like, I don't know if that's the case now.
Gotcha.
But I know at the time of, like, the Thunder it was.
Yeah. Mine was probably, I mean, I'm... This sounds so bandwagon, but, I mean, how do you not take Steph, you know?
No, it... definitely Steph.
He's proved
greatest shooter. Like,
yeah, he's proved.
He's proved. No, I don't really know who you could compare. Like,
we'll do current players.
Current.
I mean, current to us. I mean,
you want to do current top five?
Recent. Like, okay, yeah, current top five.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Current.
I'm
top
cool with
five
that.
Players.
Yeah, yeah. All right.
You know, okay, point guard. Anthony Edwards.
Okay.
He makes a tough case. That man is a bucket.
Okay, let's go shooting guards. We'll just go on. We'll go in a row.
Mm-hmm. Shooting guards. That's tough. What are they listing Wimby as? Like, what position are they listing him as?
I mean, I would hope like power forward or center, bro. I mean,
you'd put him as center,
dude. He's like, yeah, how do you not
7'4"?
Yeah. Dude,
Kawhi.
Okay.
Definitely not.
Dude, I'm not even gonna sit here. I'm either gonna go Anthony Edwards or D-Book.
D-Book, OPG.
I'm probably going Anthony Edwards.
you can't skip over Jaw.
Oh, yeah.
John Morant?
Yeah. I mean, current, though. I mean, he's out right now, but is so cold. Yeah.
Oh, his bounce. What is his vertical? Like a 48? I don't know. Something like that.
Let's see.
Shooting guards. Donovan Mitchell.
Okay.
The three. Who would you as your three?
Jeez, bro. Where are you putting LeBron?
LeBron.
Are you putting him as a three or a four?
I'm definitely going to put LeBron. I might put LeBron as my three to save my four for a different spot.
I think I'm going to go Jason Tatum my
Jason
three.
Jason Tatum?
Put LeBron my four. So there's my four, but I just gave you 3-4, but I'm going to go Jason Tatum 3, LeBron my 4.
No, that them two are tough. Jason Tatum and LeBron. Scotty Barnes.
Okay. Bro, have you seen, do you watch
video? Have you ever seen the videos of him just like?
Oh, yeah.
Or you even have, you still have, is KD playing right? He's playing right now, isn't he?
Yeah.
Kyrie's, or you still got Kyrie at the one. I might put him at, no. There's so many, the point guard position is tough. Like, because
yeah,
are you putting Luka at one, out of one, two? Like at a one as well? Luka and Kyrie, didn't they just combine for like 70? It was like 50 or 70 points.
I think they're figuring stuff out for sure.
Yeah. What was it?
We'll jump 3-4 for you, and then 5, we'll finish that. Let's go.
My 3?
Yeah. Let's go 3.
All right. You said LeBron.
I said LeBron. Boy, 4. I said Jason Tatum 3.
Wait, here, let me start my team over. So at the 1, I'll go Anthony Edwards.
Okay.
At the 2, DeMar.
Okay.
DeMar at the 3, I'm putting LeBron. At the 4, just for the height, I'm putting Wimby.
All right, Wimby. All right, 5.
Have you seen?
I'm going.
Just his blocks. Just how tall he is.
Jokic at 5. How do you not?
That man doesn't even try, and he's so good.
I'm going Jokic, and then 6 man. Jeez.
Off the bench scorer.
Probably. You gonna get like a Jalen Brunson.
For my center, I'm probably going Joel
Embiid.
Embiid. Joel Embiid.
Yeah.
So my team went Anthony Edwards, DeMar, LeBron, Wimby, Embiid.
Tough, yeah.
6 man.
Yeah.
Donovan Mitchell.
Gotcha. Bet. Well, that sums up the podcast. Dion, I appreciate you coming on. It was sick getting to hang out with you. Hopefully we'll get to do this again sometime.
Yes, sir.
All right, and that concludes it for Kate and the boys. Thank you all. We'll have you all next time. Thanks.